The Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he expects to call only two witnesses before the committee on Monday, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who's accused him of once sexually assaulting her, Christine Blasey Ford. Ford says the assault happened when she and Kavanaugh were among those at a party when they were in high school. Here's Senator Grassley speaking today to conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt.
I look at it this way. Accusers deserve to be heard. And after they're heard, we also have a responsibility to hear Judge Kavanaugh. And I want to hear from Dr. Ford, and she deserves to be heard because these are serious accusations.
The confirmation vote is now delayed until after the hearing on Monday, and Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court may be in jeopardy. NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow has been following this story. He joins us now from Capitol Hill. Scott, briefly, how vulnerable is the Kavanaugh nomination now?
It's pretty precarious right now. To say what we say all the time, Republicans have a very slim majority, 51 to 49 in the Senate. And you have several senators, including Susan Collins, including Jeff Flake, both Republicans, saying they're really concerned about these allegations and they want to hear from Ford and Kavanaugh under oath next week.
Is there any point, though, to hearing from just two witnesses, given that they flatly disagree with each other?
Well, that's the argument the Democrats are making right now. All of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee want to delay this hearing until the FBI can conduct a full investigation into the charges. That's something that seems very unlikely. President Trump says the FBI is just not going to do that. They feel like their job of vetting Judge Kavanaugh was done. And beyond that, Democrats say they want to hear from several witnesses, not just Kavanaugh and Ford. They want to open it up to, at minimum, everybody else who was at the party in question.
And Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat, spoke to CBS this morning about that very issue.
This is about this guy's background. It's not about proving a crime. I have had many cases where there was enough evidence to believe something happened, but not necessarily prove it beyond a reasonable doubt in a courtroom, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. The United States Senate needs to know who this person, Brett Kavanaugh, really is.
But I wonder if you can put that in context, because Democrat Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member of the committee from California, had been notified of Blasey Ford's story ahead of the confirmation hearing. So why did the accusations only start to surface last week?
Because Blasey Ford did not want to go public and Dianne Feinstein wanted to support her confidentiality request. That's something that Feinstein did for several weeks until the rumors that she had some piece of information were strong enough that she shared the letter with her Democratic colleagues. It quickly made its way into the press and then was more widespread. Feinstein's getting criticism from all sides for this decision, but she says, bottom line, she was trying to protect confidentiality, and that's why she didn't share this sooner.
And what's the White House saying now? It first distanced itself from the allegation. What's the president saying lately?
The president is supporting Kavanaugh. He, like many other Republicans, are repeatedly criticizing Feinstein and the Democrats for withholding this information. President Trump, just a few moments ago, spoke in the White House saying that Kavanaugh is a truly outstanding person. He has an unblemished record. That's how President Trump is framing it. And they're saying, well, let's have this hearing. Let's hear from what Ford has to say and go forward. But there's no sign that Republican leaders or President Trump are distancing themselves from Kavanaugh at all.
And again, for the perspective and the timing on this, it all echoes the confirmation hearings of Justice Clarence Thomas. Anita Hill accused him of sexual harassment, testifying before an all-male judiciary committee. This is a very different time from back then. How has the Me Too movement, Scott, changed how politicians and members of the Supreme Court, in fact, have to consider these stories?
It's odd how history repeats itself. That seemed like such a unique setting. But here, so many of those dynamics are being replayed. Somebody coming forward at the last minute after the initial round of confirmation hearings. And now a very tense, high stakes additional hearing where you hear from an accuser and then you hear from the Supreme Court nominee defending himself. Republicans are certainly nervous about this. Jeff Flake earlier today acknowledged there's a lot of danger on the Republican side. You have 11 men questioning Ford and are going to have to be careful about the tone they use, the insinuations they make, whether they attack her character. On the other hand, you have several women on the Democratic side of the panel. And this all comes less than 2 months before an election.
Thank you for the update. NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.